One of the things that's really important for your company is to make sure your CSRs understand the value of every single lead. Here at the Contractor University, we have a four-step process to teach your CSRs exactly how to set a lead and make sure opportunities don't slip away. Step one is to build the relationship. Step two is to get both homeowners present. Step three is to qualify time. And step four is to confirm the appointment. Now, before we can dive into the four-step process, it's crucial that you understand the value of a lead and how to measure revenue per lead. Take a look at this segment from our CSR training course. The lead cost in our industry is around $300 to $400. In other words, it costs the company about $300, $400 to get that phone to ring, to get, you know, a lead to call in about a new heating and air conditioning system. Well, the true value of that lead is far more than just the $300 or $400,000. Or the $300 or $400 rather it costs to generate that lead. The true opportunity cost, the opportunity lost of that lead, is the potential that could have been generating on that sales lead. The way to get a real appreciation of the value of a lead is that you have to understand revenue per lead. On average, how many dollars does a company or does a sales professional generate on every sales lead? Let me give you an example. Suppose I told you I could drive from here in Colorado to California on one tank of gas. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? Well, it might sound like a good thing, but to really know for sure, you have to have two pieces of information. You have to know how many miles it is, in other words, how far I have to drive, and you have to know how many gallons of gas that I burn to get there. In other words, how big is the gas tank? Because let's face it, if I've got a 10-gallon gas tank, then driving from here to California, that's a good deal, right? That's good gas mileage. But if I've got an 80,000-gallon tanker that I'm using to feed my car the whole time, then that's not very good gas mileage. The only way to know whether or not that the gas mileage is good is that we have to have kind of an apples to apples comparison, a basic unit of measurement. And we call that, in efficiency on automobiles, we call that miles per gallon. So miles per gallon is kind of the measurement that we've chosen that we can say, well, 10 miles per gallon is bad and 50 miles per gallon is good. But you have to have those two pieces of information to have some basic unit of measurement. Well, in sales, that same measurement is revenue per lead, RPL. And it's not the average ticket. It is a combination of your average ticket size with your average conversion rate, which we blend together to get revenue per lead. And revenue per lead is the only way to get kind of a uniform measurement of how good somebody is. It's a great equalizer, because whether you're running 10 leads a week or 10 leads a month, the revenue per lead will give you a way to measure the success regardless of the number of leads that you are running. If you're looking just at close rate, your close rate, if you're running more leads, may be lower, so it's hard to compare apples to apples. But on revenue per lead, it should be the same whether you're running 10 leads or 100 leads. Again, revenue per lead is the average revenue generated on a sales lead. It's the way you measure your sales productivity, your sales performance. Let's go to the whiteboard for just a moment, and I want to explain revenue per lead. Because the terms may be unfamiliar, but the concept, I'm sure, is very familiar to you. Let's say that I go out there and I run 10 sales appointments. I get 10 leads that week, and I go out there and I run those 10 calls. On those 10 calls, I sell 5 of them. So I have a 50% conversion rate. I sell 5 and I lose 5. On those 5 that I sell, let's say my average ticket was $6,000. So I got 5 deals at $6,000, which means I put up $30,000 of revenue on those leads. But I didn't just use 5 leads to get that $30,000. I had to use 10 leads. This is the kind of the number of gallons of gas I had to burn to get this far. So if I want to know my revenue per lead on average, I have to take my total volume and divide it by the total number of leads that I had to burn to get that $30,000. So in this case, obviously, you can see 30,000 divided by 10 would be $3,000. And so my revenue per lead is $3,000. So as kind of a unit of measurement, it's a way that we can compare apples to apples. We can compare, various performances of various sales professionals, whatever it is. I will tell you that in today's business, in today's industry, your best performers, and really I think a minimal level of acceptance, is about $4,000 for revenue per lead. And here's why. If a guy gets 10 leads, he ought to go out there and get half of them at an average ticket of around $8,000. I mean, $8,000 average ticket when you consider the high efficiency and the high expense of high efficiency equipment, high efficiency furnaces and air conditioners and heat pumps, the advanced controls we have, the indoor air quality, and all these different things contribute to averaging, leading to a higher average ticket. 10 years ago, your average ticket might have been less, but with everything going on today, we should have a very high average ticket. After all, most of you know that the government is setting standards for minimum efficiencies in certain parts of the country, whether it's heating or cooling, and that's going to raise the average ticket because the government's forcing people to buy higher efficiency equipment. So when you stop and think about the price of equipment these days and all the accessories available and all the controls and everything involved in our business, an $8,000 average ticket is not too much to ask for. So if I go on 10 sales leads and I close 5 of them for $8,000, that's $40,000 in revenue. And that is, divided by 10 leads, $4,000 revenue per lead. So that's how you have to look at your revenue per lead. You have to look at the true value of that lead. Oftentimes what happens in a company is that maybe we don't cherish that lead and really appreciate that lead the way that we should. Sometimes we can take a lead for granted. We got too many leads and we end up dropping leads off and just dropping off bids. But that's not really fair to the whole process because listen, if you stop and think about the average guy out there is generating about $2,000 revenue per lead. That means on 10 leads, he's only generating about $20,000 in revenue. That means he's losing $2,000 revenue per lead. So if I've got a star performer that's generating $4,000 revenue per lead, and I've got a guy over here generating only $2,000 revenue per lead, in my mind, every time I give that guy a lead, it's costing me $2,000. Because if this guy had run it, it would have been $4,000. So you have to hold yourself accountable to this standard. One of the things that you'll see is that the more leads we run, when it gets really, really busy, our revenue per lead tends to drop, right? Because you get so many bids, you get so many leads, you're dropping off bids, average ticket goes down, average close rate goes down, and next thing you know, your revenue per lead goes down. Because the revenue per lead, again, it's kind of a combination of your average ticket and your closing percentage. And so you have to have that measurement to know that if you're, doing as well in the summertime as you are in the fall. I've seen oftentimes revenue per lead, we always think about the summertime as being our busiest season, but sometimes we're so overwhelmed and we run in so many leads that our revenue per lead will drop. And it's actually higher in the fall when we have fewer leads. In other words, you go out there and you get 20 leads one week during the summertime, you're dropping off bids and you generate $20,000. You're only generating $1,000 revenue per lead because you're dropping off bids so fast. Then you go to the fall and you have only 6 or 8 leads that week, but because you only have 6 or 8, you take your time, you diagnose all the problems, you build a great relationship with your homeowner, and next thing you know, you got a revenue per lead of $3,000 or $4,000. So the key is to know what that revenue per lead is so you can make sure you're maintaining it in your busiest seasons. I can tell you this, when revenue per lead works itself out, I've seen it happen very often, that a sales professional will generate about the same revenue on 3 or 3.5 leads a day as they do on 2 leads a day. And the answer or the reason for that is very simple. They just get too busy dropping off bids. So we're much better off as a sales professional, just take my 2 leads, let me maximize my opportunity on those 2 leads to have high average tickets and high close rates, and take those other couple leads and hire a new salesman, right? That's how you grow a company. So we have to really understand the value of these leads. When I talk about the value of the lead, you have to look at the revenue per lead. Again, it's not just the $300 or $400 that we lose if we lose a lead, it's the $4,000 that we would have generated with a $4,000 average revenue per lead. And that's why every lead has to be cherished. Every lead has to truly be valued. When that phone rings and that call comes in, that lead coordination process is so important. We want to make sure that lead is properly set and properly measured and properly controlled and understood, to be the valuable thing that it is. It's the gold. It's the lifeblood of our business. And oftentimes, leads can be handled very cavalierly, right? The phone rings and lead coordinator takes the call and says, they're about $10,000 for a good system. Click, right? And all of a sudden, we lose that opportunity. Well, that's $4,000 we let just hang up on us. That's why you have to take seriously every opportunity.